Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
I am Brie.
And I am Allie.
And
you are
today,
off script, actually. You are off script. Do you see that?
I am off script. I just have it like that in case we ever are both in the same room. Oh, I'm so sorry, Loki. I just kicked him right in the fucking face. Oh, I didn't know he was at my feet. Sorry, buddy.
For those that are like, what are they talking about? Bree's like name on her, not Zoom, whatever we are, Riverside account. Says off script and mine says Allie. And so I'm like, you are off script.
Actually, you are not, Brie.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
We ready?
Yeah.
We are season 8, episode something. I don't know if this is accurate. It's not accurate.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what episode we're on at the moment.
How many do we got left?
Two.
We have this one and
fried green tomatoes.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
So we are on episode, let's see how many we normally, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, that's not right. There. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Dropped 5 episodes. That's not right. Did I count wrong?
That's incorrect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Okay. I skipped a whole month.
Guys, this is a teacher.
It's because when you scroll, it jump scroll, like it goes dum, 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 not a smooth scroll.
Oh.
So I got lost. But really, I think we're on episode 22 because, yep, the housemaid is in here still. And we did not do that one this season quite yet. So we are on season 8, episode 22. I know you all really wanted to know that answer, and that's why I got it for you.
Mm-hmm. That's why she took the time to figure out which one it was.
Gosh, I swear. Goodness. But yeah,
hey.
I hear that you have a picture for us today.
I do. Allie has absolutely no idea what I'm about to even say.
I don't.
My weekend was a good one. First off, Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. So why I canceled our thing. Originally, I was invited to a church friend's surprise birthday party.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, we're going to go. It's at 5 o'clock. Like, yeah, we'll go. And then because everything else in the morning had gotten canceled, I was like, do I really want to have my whole morning with nothing? And then a surprise party at 5 p.m. where I have to then like get ready and go and then be there and then come back and then go to bed. No, I want nothing. So I canceled everything and did nothing. Actually, I didn't.
So your
do
thing
nothing.
That came up why you couldn't do our movie day was I just want to do nothing.
Well, no, it was the surprise party.
Like, okay,
I had every intention of going, up until Saturday morning was when I decided. Like, John was like, okay, so we should probably get things done so that we can get to the party. And I was like, we're not going. It's like, wait, what? Yeah. So I took that day to repot all my plants that were outside. That was cool, Loki. It was almost like he knew. Did you see it? I went like this and he jumped right up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So I repotted all my plants out there. We brought in my air conditioner, got that set up. We set up my new record player. We rearranged some stuff in my place. What else did I do? Oh, I had to do a water change. And in my fish tank water change, one of my plants had started, like, from the roots, started going black and it was going up. And I was like, okay, that's not good, especially because if aquatic plants are like actual plants, once one has something bad, it can pass it on to the next one. So okay. I was like, I don't fucking want that, especially since it looks like it's starting in the roots, which means it could potentially spread through, you know, the rocks or something.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I need to throw that away. And then I was like, okay, well, taking out a plant that helps keep my aquarium clean, I need to go get a new one. So I was like, John, I want to go get a new plant. And I also had been thinking that I needed to get another frog.
Okay.
Because frogs are schooling. They like to school. And so I have two frogs, but a school is technically three. So I was like, okay, like I should probably give them another little buddy, like whatever. And John was like, do you really want to get another one? And I was like, yeah. So then John's looking at my fish tank and he's like, originally I had six Octocinclus, which are the little sucker fish, five zebra danios, and two frogs. So I wanted to get a third frog. And John was like, well, maybe we should also round out your danios and get six. So then you have six of those and six sucker fish. I was like, okay, yeah. And then he wanted to go do a walk. There's a little, actually, like the next time we do one of our walks, we should go walk this little, like, it's, I don't want to call it a park because it's not really a park, but it's like, it's maybe a 10 minute walk for me. And then there's a bunch of nacre.
What are nacre you walking around?
Nature trails.
Nacre trails. Oh, no. Imagine I don't want to go there.
Oh no. Anyway, so John and I went and walked that. And as we're walking there, he's like, or did you want to get a showcase fish, which is just like where you get one fish that doesn't need a school that pops and like your eyes get drawn to it within your aquarium of other fish. And I was like, I've always kind of thought that since I started this tank. So maybe now's the time. Like, I'll get the frog and this, because that's what I thought we were agreeing on. And so we figured out which fish to get, which was we got a honey gourmet. It's cute. But so I'm like, okay, yes, that's, I'm doing that. We get to PetSmart and John like goes, okay, frog, zebra danios, and the gourmet. I was like, oh, I'm getting the three. Okay, yeah, like let's do it. That's great. Okay, mind you, I've already got, what, I had 13 fish in my tank already. So now I'm adding three more. So 16 fish in my tank.
Okay.
Then we're like pointing out the ones that we want to the worker. And where I stop just happens to be right in front of the Octocinclus, which are the little sucker fish I have. So I go and look because they're just so adorable. I love them so much. So I was just like, let me look at them. They only had one. And this is a schooling fish. And I have never seen a fish so stressed in my life.
Wow.
It was going up and down like all fucking crazy right on the side. And I turned and I went, John, I kind of want to save him. And he was like, what? I was like, John, he is stressed. He doesn't have a school. He's the only one of his kind in this tank. If he gets left here, he might die soon. Like, he's that stressed. And John was like, Bree, you cannot add an, we're already pushing the limits of the tank. I was like, okay, yeah, I know. You're right. And I like walk away from the tank so I don't see this poor little fish. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So then girls getting all of our fish. And then she's like, all right, is that it? And John goes, actually, there's one more we need. But then I felt really good because when she looked at it, she was like, oh my God, he's insanely stressed as she's like trying to get him. And I was like, yeah, that's why I want to bring him home.
Aww.
So, and then the poor little dude, he was so stressed. When we got him home and we finally got him in the tank, he tried to start schooling with my Danios.
Oh, the wrong fish. Are the,
yeah, he's like swimming up with them. I was like, wrong fish, buddy, wrong fish.
He's like, be my friend. I'm so sad. I don't know what fish look like. Yeah. I haven't seen them in so long.
You are my brother. Oh, no, you're not. But yeah, so now I have 13 fish in my tank. Technically three frogs in my tank.
Yeah.
7 octocinclus, 6 zebra danios, and 1 dwarf gormie.
Wow. I still haven't seen this tank of yours.
With all the fish? You haven't seen it at all?
The last I saw it, you had put the rocks in it. You hadn't even put water in it yet.
I know.
Oh, take pictures of it to me.
Okay, I will. Actually, okay. I'll take you a video because it's much more fun with them in video.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
But what's hilarious is the gormie. You know how in the tank that I got came with that background taped on the back and there's fish back there?
Yeah.
The gormie is not a schooling fish, so he shouldn't even be trying to hang out with buddies. But he keeps thinking that those fake fish on that background are buddies. He like swims towards the back and like hangs out.
Like, hello, friends that don't move.
Yeah. How are you guys doing that?
That's fun. Oh, well, that's good. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So
very nice. Fun story. Great picture.
Thank you. I have a bleeding heart for animals.
So today we are reading whatever. A Beautiful Mind. Let's do it.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever it is.
So whatever is based, that one was.
Yeah, that one book. Based on the true story of a prominent mathematician, John Forbes Nash Jr., who seems to be guaranteed a promising future.
Hold on. How did you just say Forbes?
Forbes. It's French.
Forbes. Forbes.
Wait, no, that's Italian. That's Italian, right? Forbes. Who seemed to be guaranteed a promising future when he won international acclaim. Won international acclaim. I feel like there should be another word there. As a result of his pioneering work in the field, after he recruited to assist the military with top secret code breaking duties, the high pressure job takes its toll on him and he begins to develop a mental illness.
That's more so for the movie, that last line.
I mean, it was in the book. I mean,
it was, but at that point we knew about his schizophrenia.
So the code thing in the book was fake?
Yeah.
They made it seem that was legit, all him. Real.
No, that was all him. That was him believing it was real. He just kept going back to that hallucination, kind of like he did in the movie.
Oh, I thought it was legit real. And then I was like, why are they making it fake in the movie? I was so confused. I didn't get it.
That's why.
Dude, this book sucked. I'm just going to say it right now. I hated it. I absolutely hated this book. It was awful. Gosh. And it was so freaking long. It was like 19 hours or something like that. Oh, my gosh. I listened to it on 2x speed. I never do that. And so my notes are like,
what's funny is I also listened to it on 2x speed. And then I thought that meant that I could listen to more books at a higher speed, but I am currently listening to one of our books for season 9. And I had to go back down to 1 because I was like,
So I'm so used to listening to at least on 1.5 speed nowadays that I was helping Riley put clothes away and I was like, oh, we should listen to Harry Potter because we're on Harry Potter and I usually read it to her. But because I was helping her, I couldn't read it. So I was like, we'll just listen to it. And so I listened to it on 1, which is what I always listen to it on. And I was like, it's so slow. I can't believe I've always listened to it this slow before.
Can you speed it up?
Yes, please. Gosh. But anyways. All right. So author Sylvia Nascar. NASCAR. There's no C. There's no C in there. NASCAR. I was about to be like,
a race car driver.
NASCAR. Director Ron Howard. Screenplay writer Akiva Goldsman.
Nice.
Book 1998. Movie December 13th, 2021. 3 year difference.
I we've said it so many times when we were reading this book. It just blows my mind at how recent everything was, including when this book was written. Because tell me why I thought it was written forever ago.
Dude, I thought at least the 80s or 70s. Like, it's just.
Same. When you just said that, I sat there and I was like, hold on. What?
Yes. Yes. Because my gosh. Whatever. Mm-hmm. What'd you do first? Let's get this.
I watched the movie first.
I've
been watching this movie since it came out. This is one of my dad's favorite movies. He loves this movie. But
goodness.
I just was having dinner and game night with my parents. Well, with my mom and John, and dad was in the living room just like hanging out. And John was doing something that was very like, it reminded me of Nash, essentially, like Russell Crowe in the movie. And I was like, all right, Mr. Schizophrenic over here. And my dad like knew that I was referencing the movie, but he was like, he doesn't have schizophrenia. I was like, Dad, yes, he does. And he was like, no, he does not. And I was like, I think you need to rewatch the movie. And he was like, no, I think you're full of it. And I was like, Dad, I just did this for off script. So then he was like, well, obviously it's just in the book and not in the movie. So then I was like, oh, maybe he's right. And then he like pulls up the movie description and it literally says a schizophrenic mathematician.
Oh no, what'd he do?
He was like, see, Bree, I told you he does have schizophrenia.
Duh. Gosh, why didn't you listen to me? Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. All right. What are our thoughts?
I love the movie so much. So
I despise them both.
I know. I know. I think it's because you read it first.
So I don't think so.
This sucks.
I don't think so. I just found no interest in it at all. I don't know. Maybe it is because I read it first, but I don't think this would have been a movie I would enjoy.
What's funny is, I swear, didn't you have the health teacher at Stadium who just always threw on movies?
I only had a girl health teacher. No, wait. Oh. Yeah. No. She used to be our... Okay, I had the health teacher that she was the redhead from... She was a PE teacher at Meeker. What was her name? And then she moved to health to Stadium.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's the only person I have ever had.
Maybe it was Kayla who had him. Because I could have sworn. Because we watched Remember the Titans in that class. We watched this. We watched Dead Poets Society. We watched a ton of other movies. And he somehow always brought it into health.
That's my type of teacher. Be like,
yeah.
Gosh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, let's do it. That's how I feel about this. All right. So I got some super fun facts. The equations on the screen in the classroom chalkboards were actual equations written by... Oh, we skipped. Why did we do this? Sorry.
Because I really thought the book was going to be more like the movie. Whereas the movie tells you about Nash's life, but does it in a story way. I did not realize what kind of book this was.
Book does not.
Unfortunately.
Does not. All right. Super fun fact number one. The equations seen in the classroom chalkboard are actual equations written by the real life John Nash.
That's actually super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's neat.
Yep. Number two, although Russell Crowe did not want to meet the real John Nash for fear it might color his interpretation, he had little option when Nash showed up on film one day. Russell Crowe later said that he had been fascinated by the way he moved his hands. He had said he tried to do the same thing in the movie. He thought it would help him get into character. Hmm. Literally what you just said John was doing. Moving his hands some weird way.
Yes. Sometimes I think he I don't think John's schizophrenic, but I think John's on the spectrum hardcore.
I could see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He argues with me about it all the time when I bring it up. But I'm like,
well, nothing wrong with it, John.
Exactly. Exactly. If you accept it, you'll be able to understand some things a little bit better.
Exactly. All right. Number three, the film was shot in sequence order to help Russell Crowe develop a consistently progressive manner of behavior.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Since Nash goes a bit more crazy as it goes.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Connelly, who plays Alicia Nash, and Paul Bettany, who plays Charles, married shortly after the movie was released.
Whoa, are they still married?
I don't know.
That's insane. I'm about to go off of that really quick.
Yeah, go look.
Why can't I think of her name? Jennifer Connelly. Okay.
While you look that up, one of John Nash's sons played the orderly in the right in the scene where Nash is being dragged down the hall. Me or you?
Me. Sorry, I didn't even hear your fun fact because they are still married.
How cute.
That, after 23 years, they share two children together.
Aww.
Oh, and Bettany is also the proud stepfather to Connelly's older son.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, she's my Labyrinth girl. So I just kind of always thought she was single because she's waiting for the Goblin King to come get her.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, what was the last one you said?
John Nash's son plays an orderly in the scene where Nash is being dragged down the hall.
Oh, that's actually, I bet you that was kind of therapeutic for him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably.
With how he seemed to have felt about his dad at the end of the book.
Yes, for sure. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go. I'm not even going to read the prologue because literally just a summary of the whole freaking book. After I read the prologue, I was like, sweet, we're done. And then it went into more. So it was so the stupidest prologue I've ever read. Because, like, why are you going to tell me what the whole book is about?
That's hilarious. That's funny. I didn't even pick up on that.
Well, that's why I was like, when you're like, oh, they're talking, like, the movie's way different. And I'm like, is it talking about aliens? Because in the prologue, it talks about how Nash thinks of, he sees aliens. And it talked about, it literally did the entire book just in one chapter. And I'm like, that would have saved us everything. So I'm just going to go for it so that you don't have to hear it all twice. Let's do it. So it kicks off and we have a background on his childhood and he finds out his parents got married in a small church with a small service, or we find out. And for his birthday, Johnny Nash, everyone recalls that, not his birthday, for his birth, like, they're like, it was a natural birth, because everyone's, you know, going back to the beginning to be like, why is this guy so psycho? And it was a natural birth, no complications. And but he was growing up and his mom, like, oh no, when he was growing up, his sister called his mom and would ask him, or his mom would ask his sister to include him in activities because he was like the outcast weird kid. And mm-hmm. everyone just thought he was weird. And so she, like, at one point he swallowed poison ivy because he heard it makes you immune to it. And later we find out he used to torture animals. And someone said that they called him over and, had him, he was like, touch my hand. And it, like, shocked them, gag stuff like this. But he thought it was hilarious. At one point, he even made a bomb. but luckily, it didn't work. But then his friends, like, tried it, and then they edited it. And then it did work, and it eventually killed one of the friends. And it's like, what is happening? And he never wanted to be a mathematician, but he's always really smart. And he wanted to go into engineering. However, like, scholarships, they wouldn't, like, accept him. He was just bored with engineering. And eventually his teachers are like, you got to do math. You're really good at math. And he's like, all right, fine.
Wouldn't that suck? Like, I don't want to do this thing that I'm good at, but because I'm good at it, everyone is forcing me to do it.
Yeah, that one's.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
None of this happens in the movie. And I just want to say, when I was reading this, my first thought in this chapter was, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought he was going to end up a serial killer.
Seriously. Tortured animals. Making bombs. Whatever.
Yep.
Goodness. All right. So, he really wanted to go to Harvard because Harvard name brand. Like, he's all about the prestige. And... he has to take this test, and like 100% almost people fail it. Like, it's like an almost impossible test to pass. But they take like the top 10 that either pass or get close to passing. And he was not in the top 10. And the next year he took it again, and he still wasn't in the top 10. Or no, he did get in the top 10, but Harvard was looking at the top 5. And so Princeton was like, oh, we'll take you, though. And he's like, eh, fine, whatever. And they gave him lots of perks, basically trying to beg him to come be at their school. And turns out it was a better choice anyways, because they had the way better program. Sometimes it's not just about the name, people.
It's true. This part does not happen in the movie either.
Okay, so while he was away at college, it was a boys-only school, and he ended up having a crush on one of the boys there. Which got him made fun of, like, for all the reasons. And he was super bright kid, just, like, really weird. And he was not very humble, so he always knew he was bright, and he made sure people knew he was bright. And people would come up with ideas for theses, and he would steal them or twist them so make it seem like he came up with it by adding information to it.
This does not happen either. The movie never touches on him being gay, and he just kind of seemed like a nerd.
Yeah. So there were these people making, they made a bunch of money. These people made a bunch of money. I don't even remember what they did. They like sold a business or something, and they decided they wanted to give back. So they created a really elite mathematician program at Princeton with scholarships and all this sort of stuff. And Nash works with Einstein. Or he works at the same school. And eventually one day, that's crazy to me. I was like, that's lies. And I had to look it up. And I was like, oh my gosh, Einstein died in like the 50s. I could not believe that. I thought he was like an early 1800s dude.
It's sad because I did too. But okay, man, like, do we what? Sound like fucking idiots.
There's no way we're the only ones that thought Einstein was like, on the same level as what's the guy who did gravity? When is he? Watch him be Newton. Like, yeah, watch well, him
I'm
be
pretty
like.
Positive Einstein was in Newton's time.
Oh my gosh. No, he was born in 1643 and died in 1727. Good. That's what good. I thought Einstein was.
Honestly, same.
Or, okay, maybe not that far. But maybe on the same level as, like, who's that guy?
I like that you have to Google it before you say it.
Well, because I hate myself. Benjamin.
Oh, Franklin?
No. Yes, thank you. Oh, lordy. Like, okay, or I just looked up. Okay, so either, like, same level as... Okay, Benjamin Franklin was what? When was he?
I know he was one of our presidents, right? So it couldn't have been like that long
ago.
No,
he wasn't.
But also, oh, he's just on our money.
Yeah.
That always
trips me up.
People
are going to stop listening to us. We know nothing about anything.
I hate
1790.
History. Sorry.
Okay, I could see him then. Or even Thomas Edison was like 18, like, something. Six or whatever.
Yeah, that
that's when I
sense.
Thought.
But
that's when I thought Einstein was not in the freaking 1950s.
Fame. I know. I thought it was hilarious because Allie and I started talking, and she said something about Einstein. I can't remember what you said exactly, but she was like, "It's all just fucking made up." And I was like, "No, that he was working with Einstein."
No, that I said I thought Like, he's freaking crazy. Like, because I'm like, what do you mean he's like working with Einstein? And then that's when I looked it up and I was like, oh my gosh, it's true. Because, yeah, he died in 1955. Is Nash still alive?
That's a good question. In 2001, he was.
Died in 2015.
Oh.
In a taxi crash. Legendary Princeton mathematician John Nash and his wife, Alicia, died in a taxi crash on May 23rd, 2015.
Oh, no.
They were 86 and 82 and were thrown from the vehicle and pronounced dead.
What? That sounds horrible.
Yeah, just because the driver lost control and struck a guardrail. That's awful. Like, what a horrible
That's even
ending.
Worse.
What a horrible ending to, like,
such a crazy life.
Yes. Wild. He looks kind of creepy. He looks really creepy, actually. Like a Disney villain. Is what he looks on like.
Forbes Nash. Oh, actually, what? Why does he remind me of Stephen Hawking?
Oh, kind of. I can kind of see it. Oh, my land.
Even young him.
Well, young's not too bad. This side by side with, what's his name?
Russell Crowe.
Pretty accurate. But no, he did not age well. But, you know.
Poor dude.
I'm not going to either, so I have no business saying anything. Okay. Where were
Kay.
We? All right. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Einstein. Okay. So, Princeton is super big about games and, like, game theory and logic and all this sort of stuff, like chess and all sorts of stuff. They even have a program on it, and Nash ends up making a game where no matter what, the first person will always win unless they make an error. And it's his game theory, which is the thing he's most famous for. And one of his friends tries to get this game created into an actual board game, and it's called Hex. Yes, you can buy it. Oh my gosh, I've seen it before.
Really? No, I need to look. Hex board game. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's funny. So this part does happen in the movie. I will say, so my notes are so... like, not specific notes. The first note I have, Allie, is, did you recognize the guy who's in this movie that's also in Friends?
Yes. Eddie.
Yep. literally, can you read it?
Eddie from Friends.
That's my first note.
It's not even a comparison. It's just like, hey.
No. It's just... I think it's because every time I watch those episodes of Friends, I'm always like, where the fuck do I know this guy from? And this is how I know him.
That's how you know him. How funny.
And then my next note is that the movie does good following the book, but making it entertaining. Like, they hit all the points that have to happen. Like, oh, he's a math nerd, and he went to Princeton, but he, like, I think he talks about wanting to go to Harvard, and it does things like that, but in an entertaining way, not in a like, and then he went and did this, and then he went and did that, and then this happened.
right.
Sure. Yep.
So there was this guy that went to school with Nash. I don't remember his name. They're all kinds of buddies. And they're this group of four. And this guy in particular always seemed really annoyed with Nash. And luckily, though, he was a current top runner for most likely to succeed. And he went off to do things. And years later, when this book was made, he denied ever being friends with Nash.
I don't think the main dude ever denied being friends with Nash, but the rest of that does happen.
So we have details on how these scientists teamed up with all these war people. So this part's fake.
Yes, this part is fake.
When did it say it was fake in it?
When she started talking about his schizophrenia.
Dude, I missed it. So basically, together, they create these weapons to strategize how to use them, and they did this with space as well. So I don't know. Seemed real to me. That's why I was like, why are they lying in the movie? I don't get it.
What's going on? In the movie, they needed this big reveal. So they keep Nash having schizophrenia until like midway to three quarters of the way through the movie. Mm-hmm. And they try to do a secret window, sixth sense on you, where all of his delusions and hallucinations are characters that you see from the beginning. They are characters that you meet right away that you're like, oh, I love this character. So that when that drops, you'll hopefully be like, what the fuck?
I read the book first and I still was like, what? Because I thought that it was real. And then I didn't know who the heck the Vision character was. And then he's there. Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck? And then he's fake. And I was like, oh, okay. So they got me and I read the book first.
That's hilarious.
Oh, lordy. All right. So we get details on just how bizarre Nash is. And he walks around pretty much ignoring everyone. And he will hop into people's offices and look at their math equations, then come back and fix them. And he chases pigeons. And he's just a weird guy.
None of that happens in the movie.
Now we're back. Oh, no. I guess this part's real. Right.
This part is real. This is not his delusion part. Okay. Yes.
So the Korean War is starting and Nash might have to be drafted because everybody's getting drafted. But he worked really hard to jump through all these hoops to make it so that that would not happen. And in the end, it worked. He was not drafted.
This part is not a thing in the movie.
So Nash works really hard at his thesis and his goal was to get a job at Princeton. But unfortunately, he did not do well because his personality, like he was very smart, but no one vibed with him. So he did not get it.
I actually don't think that happened in the movie. In the movie, he stays at Princeton. There's no like, oh, I'm going off until his schizophrenia comes out. Mm-hmm. Because in the movie, too, more often than not, he is going who fucking knows where, since he's going to this high tech secret lab where he's got to go crack the codes for these people. So we see him doing that more often than not.
Yes. So in the book, he's now a professor at MIT, but he just sucks because he spends most of his time researching rather than teaching. And he's just like believes he's the best and he's just belittles everyone. And it's just he's just annoying.
This doesn't happen. Everyone loves him when he's a professor. In the movie.
Very opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So the government is auditing Princeton basically to find out if they have communists at their school. Or maybe it wasn't Princeton. Maybe it was MIT because it's wherever Nash was.
Yeah. That also does not happen in the movie.
Nope.
Nash so there's got...
this. Huh? I don't know.
Nash
there's
got.
Guy. There's this guy that ended up getting really close with Nash. And Nash ended up crushing on him, but it was weird and awkward because I don't think this guy felt the same.
They were just like close buddies.
Yeah.
And Nash was taking it like, oh, you're into me.
Yeah.
So it just, like most girls have done at some point in their life.
Yes. So it was just an awkward moment. And yep.
That did not happen in the movie.
Nope. Nash is hooking up with this girl and eventually she got pregnant and they kept the whole thing quiet. So the baby was born and he refused to buy anything. Didn't do child support, nothing. And she couldn't afford the baby, so she ended up having to give it up in foster care. And she like wanted to do anything because she really loved Nash and she hoped he would get out of this funk, but he never did.
This does not happen in the movie. They kept this part all secret.
Yeah, no. So then we learn about a boyfriend that Nash had and then also about this new girl, Alicia. And she was super smart, so he kind of uses her for her status versus like really loving her. And he's having like affairs with these guys at the same time. And eventually he got called out for being gay and he was caught trying to pick up a guy, like, and it was an undercover cop. And immediately this led to him getting fired because he was not allowed to be gay and work in the military. And he worked in the military. No, he didn't. This was the fake thing.
Mm-hmm.
No point did it say it was fake. I'm convinced. I'm not going to go back and re-listen to it to prove me right, but I'm convinced. Then they let him go quietly so he was not ashamed.
So Alicia in the movie is one of his students.
Which she was.
So
she kind of was. In
was
the
she in the book too?
I think so. Yeah.
I didn't remember that, so I put that down as a note.
I think
but,
she was. Well, if she wasn't one of his students, she was a student at the college.
Oh, okay. Well, in the movie, she was specifically one of his.
Yep.
And then the movie just leaves out all the stuff about him being gay.
So him and Alicia go on more dates and eventually they get married. And so she gets pregnant. Yeah, they get pregnant. Yeah. And there's this other guy, another guy for him that he's crushing on.
He's just crushing left and right in the book. Like, I was kind of surprised at how often it was brought up because it's just not a thing in the movie.
Yeah.
So I never would have known if I hadn't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm kind of sad that I read the book, but hey.
So everyone is like, you know, this guy who's making the book is interviewing people, and they're all recounting how Nash seemed like he was slowly getting off. Like, there was some getting off. Dang it, I lost where I even was.
Everyone's okay, right recounting.
There. He's starting to seem off. Like, there's something wrong with him. And he would go into apartments that weren't his. All of his lectures ended up, like, failing. And he just seemed unwell.
This part does. I mean, he doesn't, like, wander off into random people's apartments. But he does start to end up not seeming like he's doing great.
Yeah, for sure. Alicia was really worried about Nash. She was doing everything to keep his genius on the line because therapy, like, she didn't want it to ruin his brain because they wanted to do like shock therapy, like to shock his brain and stuff like that. And eventually he was given,
which again, this means this was like very recently, and I feel like shock therapy was something that happened
like
way back in the day,
long ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was eventually given the semester off for teaching, and she hoped that would help, but it did not, so she committed him.
Yeah, that pretty much happens. He never goes through shock therapy, but the rest of that happens.
Yep. So he's in a psych ward, and it's very controversial because his mom called and, like, is crying regularly. 2 weeks after being in, he was a model citizen in the ward, so they let him, like, get on easier treatment plans. And everyone was convinced that his symptoms went away, so he was released.
Again, it's because, unfortunately, back in that time, no one believed in any mental illnesses.
Right.
So they're like, oh, you're fine. What? It's okay. We don't need to look into this further. You say that you're working on a top secret military thing? Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
So, Alicia... Sorry.
It's all good.
Dropping everything. Alicia and the baby are like, wait, is it Alicia or was it the other lady?
Oh, I think it's the other lady now.
Okay, the other lady the and other her baby lady came are back. Like, hey, you ruined our life, basically. Mm-hmm. And so Alicia's mom made sure that Nash, oh no, maybe this was not Alicia. This is the other lady still. So their mom made sure that Nash never got... Oh, no, it was Alicia. Okay, so they went to, like, this party. And it was a weird, like, reunion party thing. And Alicia's mom is there. And, like, Nash just wants to hold his baby. But he's really unwell. So Alicia's mom kept, like, intervening and making sure he did not get to hold the baby. And he decided he was going to go abroad and to Paris. And Alicia was like, maybe this will snap him back to normal again. But it did not.
In the movie, they kind of make Alicia and John's love story like really sweet, where like she's by his side no matter what and is always there for him, even when he's like running the bath for the baby and leaving the baby in it and like all of this crazy stuff. So, yeah, unfortunately,
yeah,
that's not how it really was, but
nope,
that's how the movie portrayed it.
So he's in Paris and lots of stuff's going on. He got arrested at one point. And he tried to revoke his citizenship. He's like, no, I'm not an American. I'm from France. And they're like, you're crazy. You can't do this. And he like tried to even give them his passport and they gave it back to him. And life went on and he's trying to figure out like world peace and all this sort of stuff. And he wants to be involved in all these countries. And this is his crazy going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's trying to figure out all these things. This actually, I knew it was his crazy. Okay, he's trying to figure out world peace and like all this sort of stuff, and he needs to be involved in all these countries. And don't know. He ended up getting arrested again, and then finally he got deported. They're like, get out of here. You're crazy. We don't want you here.
That does not happen in the movie.
So Nash went back to MIT and he's talking crazy again and he's committed again.
This doesn't happen. Once he's committed in the movie, he like gets his meds and they start working with him to like make sure that he does good. And then he starts like noticing, oh, there, that's my hallucination. That's not a real person. My favorite is when he's teaching class and people walk up to him and talk to him. And he turns to one of his students and is like, is that person right there? Like, if they didn't know,
right?
I would be like, bye.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? Okay, so this time, though, he's in a state hospital and they did like this insulin therapy and he graduated and he moved to the new psych ward and there he started doing better. He even started writing a paper.
That does not happen.
But then he's getting crazier again and police are like,
yeah, they are. I think Alicia.
That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia's filing for a divorce and he is eventually released, though, from the psych ward and he's back to teaching.
Mm-hmm. That again does not happen in the movie.
Nope. Nash is finally diagnosed with schizophrenia and he's talking to aliens about all these things that like they're doing codes for him. And he knew like he's glad that he had the diagnosis, but he still feels crazy and people think he's crazy. So
yeah. Nash was diagnosed with schizophrenia like halfway through the movie. And so then the rest of the movie is him trying to figure out how to live life with schizophrenia. And like I said, they do it in like rose colored glasses way where everything kind of works out for the better for him.
Mm-hmm. So he starts seeing Eleanor again. Eleanor is the other woman.
Mm-hmm. The first woman with the baby.
Yep. And he's doing this so he could see, have a relationship with his oldest son. But they never got back together because he still is crushing on Alicia. So they kind of were just having a trying to get their son to know him type of situation.
Mm-hmm. That does not happen in the movie.
Nope. Eventually he's given an award and this person is like guaranteed the award.
Mm-hmm.
Like he guarantees like you're going to get this Nobel Prize award, even though he should not have said that yet because he had to jump through all the hoops first. And this wasn't it. This was a different award that he was given and they flew to Washington to give it to him to deliver it. I don't know. He got a stupid amount of awards for stupid things.
He got a ton of awards for math.
Yes. And then we get details on John Nash, who's Johnny Nash's son or vice versa. I don't know. Puts he's super smart. He's into mathematics as well. But he is also suffering from schizophrenia.
That sucks.
Yep.
So much. And does not happen in the movie.
Nope. Here's the prize part. So he gets this Nobel Prize. And he's promised this, he's going to get it. But then he went to vote. And everybody's like, Nash should not get it because he's crazy. And they're like, what are you talking about? He's genius still. He solved all this stuff. And they're like, well, you're not, we can't really do it because you're not really in the picture anymore and blah, 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 blah. I mean, eventually, though, they were able to get it to him. But they said that they can't, they don't have all the details that went on in that meeting because you can't know details about a Nobel Prize meeting for 50 years after it's happened. That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Like, why? Who cares? They're like, we got to make sure everyone, all the other winners are dead first. And then no one can get mad at us.
Keep it under lock and key.
Yes. So not really sure how we got all those details without people breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So then we get details on where his life is now and where it's going. And he's taking care of his son with Alicia. And he suffers from schizophrenia pretty badly. But he's been symptom free for a long time. And he's made up with his estranged son. But he's still pretty demeaning to him. And that's kind of sucky. But he's just chilling, living out his life.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having this dude as a dad.
Those suck.
Yeah. Yeah. The Nobel Prize does happen. And like I said, him and Alicia just are always happily together.
Yep. Yep. That's that. We did it.
Mm-hmm. We did. I knew it was going to be short.
Yeah. Because I did not put hardly any detail. I was like, fudge this.
Yep.
Math stuff.
Allie does I didn't even not talk. Like
there it. Was this chapter where he, I thought I put it in here, where he wanted to like run something past Einstein, and Einstein's like, yeah, no, go try it again. And he's all pissed off and
you
hates
did
Einstein.
Put it in there.
I just said he worked with Einstein, but like they went into detail, and I thought I put more detail into it, saying how like Einstein was like, nah, you don't got it yet. And he's all pissed off at Einstein. Who gets mad at Einstein?
You did.
No, I said
Einstein basically was like, keep studying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't say about what.
That's true. You didn't say about what, but you got the gist of it.
You got the gist of it. But that was like,
but yes, you're right. Who gets pissed off at Einstein?
I know. Oh, my gosh. Well, all right. So IMDb cast 120 people for this movie, or credited. I keep saying they cast them. They didn't do any of the casting. They credited them. Maybe I should change my wording of that.
Actually, you probably should.
Yeah. Give them credit when all these casting directors are going to be like, what the hell? Heck?
Yeah. Excuse me.
I did all that work. That's my job. Okay. We have Russell Crowe played John Nash.
This is my favorite role of his.
He looks so little in it.
He does. He was just a little guy.
Little baby. Yeah, he did good. Mm-hmm. Ed Harris played Parcher, which was a fake guy, I guess.
Yeah, he was one of the delusions. Yep. And he did really good. Yep. I liked him.
I did too. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Connelly played Alicia Nash.
Love her. She can do no wrong.
And yep, she did good. Christopher Plummer played Dr. Rosen.
I love him too, actually.
He's I did too.
I think he's in Edward Scissorhands.
I know him from something.
No.
I think he might be in, what's that movie? National Treasure. I think he's in that. Just very, very quickly at the beginning. They met on this is how they met. Jennifer Connelly and Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany. Charles. That's adorable. Yep.
They met on set.
And fell in love.
Yes. They did not begin dating until months later because they were both in other relationships. They left their relationships for each other.
Wow.
Bettany actually had a massive crush on Connelly since he was 15, seeing her in Labyrinth.
Fuck yeah, he did.
He's like, I'll be your goblin king.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. That's amazing, actually.
Oh gosh.
I love that.
Oh my gosh. During the terrorist attacks in September 11, 2001, Bettany was filming in Tuscany and realized he was deeply in love with Connelly. Paralyzed by the fear of losing her, he called and proposed marriage, even though they had not officially dated yet. And look at them married 23 years later.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So cute. Oh, man. Look at that. Adorable. Fun fact we got there.
Good fun fact.
Yes.
Good fun fact.
All right. We probably don't need too many of these friends. Tell me who we need. I will just do Adam Goldberg as Soul because he's Eddie. Oh, did we say if we liked Paul as Charles?
No, you didn't do anything. You just started looking up his
marriage. His name. I just didn't say what character he was. Paul Bettany plays Charles.
Which is another delusion. And
yes.
I loved him in this role so much.
I like
he's
him
so
a lot.
Good.
Yes. I could not see Vision, though, but that's because that's what I know him as. So.
It's hilarious.
All right. Adam Goldberg as Soul, a.k.a. Eddie from Friends.
Loved him. I love seeing him in something that's not Friends.
Yes. I don't know. Who else
and
do we need?
I think that's it.
Okay. Sounds good. I couldn't even find the guy who played Einstein on the list.
Was Einstein in the movie?
Yeah. There was one scene where he goes, Dr. Einstein or whatever, Professor Einstein or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. But this guy looks like him, Austin Pendleton, but it says he's Thomas King. So I don't know. Anyways, whatever. All right. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yeah.
Yep.
Math, schizophrenia.
Yes. Boring. do the characters stay true in the movie to how they're written in the book?
I mean, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, except mm-hmm. that the love story is not
accurate. That's what gets me caught up too. That's the main difference there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you prefer?
I prefer the movie because I think it's entertaining.
I prefer it because I hate it less than the book. Oh, no. All right. Would you recommend it to a friend?
The movie, yes. 100%.
No, neither. No, don't do it. That's it.
That's it. We did it.
We did.
Now it's time for our sneak peek.
We sure have one for y'all. We have a
website.
We
really, really do.
Yep.
offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
On our website, you can rate, subscribe, review.
And please do it.
Yes. You can do that for every episode. Do it.
Yeah. That helps get our word out.
Yes. We have people comment. Like, we have comments on a couple
on our Spotify.
Yes.
Go leave a comment. Tell us what you thought of the episode.
We'll read it.
We absolutely will.
Yep.
On Wednesday, we will have a mini-sode.
If we record one tonight.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And Monday, we have our final book of the
season 8. Insane. We're there.
Yay.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yep.
Let's see what the hype's all about, Allie.
Let's figure it out. I'm going to rewatch it because I don't think I paid attention very well because we'll find out.
I'm watching it tomorrow night.
Okay.
So.
All right.
It'll be fun. You
let me know what you think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. With that, a beautiful mind
went off script. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For